Daily Dose for December 1st, from Daniel chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. The vision of the evenings and mornings that has been given to you is true, but seal up the vision, for it concerns the distant future. I, Daniel, was exhausted and lay ill for several days. Then I got up and went about the king's business. I was appalled by the vision. It was beyond understanding. Daniel has seen something indescribable, the future in symbolic form. It is a brutal picture of conquest, mayhem, wickedness, pride, and rebellion. Certainly, Daniel does not understand what he sees and must be instructed in its meaning by the angel Gabriel. When he is told that the vision is about future kingdoms and conquerors, he knows he's in familiar territory. He's seen some of the characters before, only in different guise. This time, however, he is given more details about the coming of the kingdom that would supplant the very kingdom he now served. The references here to the goat kingdom are startling. At the time of Daniel, about 530 BC, the Greek peninsula was inhabited by a series of hostile and often warring tribes that in no way could ever be thought of as a threat to the great kingdoms of Asia. Gabriel tells Daniel that this goat is the Greek conqueror to come, namely the one we have come to know as Alexander the Great. He conquered Persia almost 200 years after Daniel saw his coming. Daniel had seen enough of the comings and goings of human rulers and kingdoms. Israel and Judah had all but disappeared in shame and disgrace. Egypt was made into a second-class nation by two succeeding kingdoms of Semites. The Babylonian Empire had sunk into the muck as the Medes and Persians conquered the impenetrable city of Babylon. Then, as Daniel continues his service to the Persian Empire, he receives a vision of the future destruction of what he served. No wonder he was sick and appalled for several days. How would you like to be in his shoes, realizing that so much of what you'd given your life to was soon to go poof, again and again? When's it all going to end? Praise God, there is a time when all the wicked behavior of man will stop. The work of God's people will last. God will be pleased to dwell again with his people. While Daniel was given a bare synopsis of the vision's meaning, it was enough to reassure him that God was absolutely in control of human history, including his own. God doesn't give any of us the full picture because we can't handle it, but he gives us enough to put our hearts at rest. Do you believe with all your heart that God is in control of your future? Are there things in your life or your world that appall you or give you night fits? Trust the one who reveals just enough to bring you peace. Your future is in very capable hands. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.